Hey y'all, Multifaceted ACG presents An Album A Day turns 3 today. I cannot believe what with all the things that have happened over the past 3 years that I am even able to say that I have something that's 3 years old that isn't a YouTube channel. So I'm very, very excited and very aware of things that I want to share with you all that are in the works. First and foremost, getting past 10 episodes of a podcast is difficult enough as it is with the amount of viable shows that are out there for one to listen to. So thank you for allowing me to get well past 150 episodes. It's an awesome feeling. Secondly, I made mention of it a few episodes back during the AT's clips, or perhaps Big Bang, that I'll be cleaning up the way that the content is presented on this podcast because I want to more actively, more aggressively approach advertising opportunities. Now, there comes a point in almost every creative's process where they're like, okay, what am I doing this for? Am I doing this because I'm trying to make extra money, or am I doing this because it's just a fun hobby until someone discovers it, blah, 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 blah. I'm very aware of what my desired goals are. I have patrons that I shout out virtually every episode who keep this afloat in terms of keeping it able to be distributed, quality audio for better or worse, and marketing the potential for more listeners for the show, which is all fine, well, and good. With advertising dollars, I'm able to instead turn that into the money that goes into marketing the actual podcast and then utilizing the funds that are from patrons to be able to do more giveaways, which we've done only one so far, but more giveaways, be able to have my show as a sponsor of other things and grow in larger capacities that allow me to nurture a 3-day sister show so that more special guests are able to be on there and guest hosts as well as their audience are able to expand on that. I want to be able to continue to use my platform as a space for others to grow as well. And hopefully within the next 3 years, we'll be having an anniversary announcement of a network that's been established. It's something that is of interest and something that I do want to explore. But let's be real, there's already enough on my plate as it is. And there is a whole bunch of things out there in the podcasting world where you want to make sure whatever it is that you're contributing is warranted, wanted, and appropriate. So those things are of importance to me. We still have a couple of episodes for ATs to close up, but ultimately still on the correct schedule, albeit we did skip last week with an episode. But I'm grateful, y'all. It's not easy to translate interest and energy from one content platform to another, let alone achieve a following. So I'm very grateful for that. And I really appreciate you learning more about podcasting and music and discographies of Korean idol groups along with me. There has been a tremendous positive reception to the A3 Day blog. And I was clear from the get-go on that blog that it won't be things on a regular basis. But when it is, it's really nice to dive into that. I have recently learned that Spotify is allowing the opportunity for live recordings of the show. And those of you who are around in 2020 and 2021, predominantly 2020, we were doing episodes then that were on Podbean Live, which was really cool. I'm not in the space to return to that just yet, but those two outlets might certainly be utilized again. Probably after the summer. I'm not even in my office right now. I am sitting at home recording this episode in my home studio. Finally, the other thing I wanted to let you know, I will be dropping another podcast very soon. Has nothing to do with K-pop though. At my age and in my space as an influencer and whatever other fancy words they call us these days, I get a lot of interesting requests for advice and guidance. So I figure I will do something about that. So we're trying to find the appropriate platform for that. Believe it or not, OnlyFans reached out. OnlyFans wants to pull over some of my K-pop content, but I just don't foresee that being a huge pull over there unless I do some deeper dives into select songs and things of that sort. But it's coming. That way you can ask Jinju Oni or ask Big Sister Ashley or Auntie Ashley, whatever you feel comfortable calling me. I'm not pressed about any of it so long as you don't call me ma'am. I got an issue with that. But it's coming. It's coming. And that will be something that is monetized. And that will be all the shapes and colors of the wind that comes out of my mouth. There will be no cleanliness on that because I'm giving you the real that you're asking for. So those are the things I wanted to share with you. Thank you for being present. Thank you for supporting my content and any and everything I've ever put my hands on with a lot of positive energy and a lot of constructive feedback when things aren't as we envisioned them to be. I would not be where I am without the support of you all. Doesn't matter how much drive I have. You all are the voice and the free marketing for anything that I do. So this is just as much your anniversary to celebrate as a fan of Hallyu as it is mine. I'll catch y'all in the next episode. Bye, y'all.